This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. Residents of Mendocino County raised more than $250,000 for their friends and neighbors who were impacted by the wildfires that ripped through the Redwood and Potter Valleys last month. Thousands attended the Mendocino Stronger Together fundraiser at the county fairgrounds over the weekend, and local donations made to the fire relief efforts combined with the weekend fundraiser have totaled some $1.3 million. Attendees also took time out for a moment of silence to remember the 8 victims who died in those wildfires. Pacific Gas and Electric has made a $20,000 donation to the Mendocino County Search and Rescue Team, and it's part of an overall $100,000 campaign by PG&E to support local search and rescue organizations. In addition to the search and rescue donation, PG&E also donated $25,000 to the Potter Valley Volunteer Fire Department. Coast Central Credit Union has appointed Colleen Toasty as its new Vice President of Marketing and Communications to replace Dean Hart, who retired earlier this year. Toasty, a Humboldt native, comes to Coast Central after 4 years as the Managing Director of Rising Stars Foundation, and she's a graduate of Santa Clara University. Cal Fire will conduct controlled burns in Mendocino County over the next few days as a way to get rid of overgrown brush alongside Highway 101. Motorists might see smoke alongside the roadway, and that goes for those in Humboldt County at the junction of Highways 299 and 101 as well. There, Green Diamond employees will conduct controlled burns on company lands adjacent to the freeway, and smoke may be visible from the road. College of the Redwoods, Blue Lake Rancheria, the County Office of Education, Humboldt State, and the Small Business Development Council will host a elevator pitch night tomorrow from 5:30 until 7:30 at the Plaza Grill View Room in Arcata. An elevator pitch is a 2-minute sales speech explaining a business idea, and college students from local campuses will take the chance to sell their ideas to a panel of judges. The sheriff's office is searching for 3 men wanted in connection with 3 armed robberies committed around Hoopa over the past 5 days. The suspects, who wear tactical vests with the word SWAT on the front and who are armed with rifles, have stolen 6 vehicles and robbed 3 dozen people in separate armed robbery incidents. The suspects are all described as Native Americans. They remain at large. The sheriff's office is investigating a robbery at a grow site near County Line Creek Road in Mad River yesterday morning at about 6:30. When deputies reached the scene, they were told by the person watching the property that several suspects, including a trimmer angry about not getting paid, hit him with a bat and then stole marijuana before they fled the scene. The suspects remain at large. Sheriff's deputies responded to Mad River Hospital on Sunday to contact a gunshot victim. Deputies learned the victim had been in an area near Indianola Reservation Road when he was struck in the face by birdshot. The search for a suspect is ongoing. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.